We are daf lamed amid beis. Let us again start over the Peretz of Rabashi. Just let's refresh our memories. The Gemara had said that there's a nafkamina between the limud of Abaye and the limud of Rove. According to Rav Nachunya ben Akone, if Misa bidei Shamayim will also pata from Tashlumim. According to Abaye, Misa bidei Shamayim will pata, and therefore the Gemara said that Zor Sha'oichel Trume, that's Chayiv Misa bidei Shamayim, will be pata to pay for the Trume. But then the Gemara had a tremendous problem that in such a case, Afilu, according to Abaye, will be chayiv to pay, because mida'ag be'kanye, the chayiv tashlumim is chal b'shas hagbo, before the chayiv misa is chal. So Afilu, according to Abaye, should be chayiv to pay. So Rav Ashi Oma, the bottom line of the Omid, bizor the nafkemine, Rav Ashi wants to solve this problem. He wants to make a case that the Chiyuv Tashlumim and the Chiyuv Misa come b'basachas. Bizor she'ochel trume mishaloi. They're speaking about a zor that ate his own trume. The Chiyuv Tashlumim is not because of the trume. He ate his own trume. Bekora shiroin shel chaveiroi. And b'shas he's eating the trume, he tore the shiroim, the silk of his chaver. So memele, so that is a case of kimle b'darab. Nay, that the misa b'day shemayim, that he becomes mechuyev through the achilas trume, patels the chiyev tashlume nezokin of the kriya shiroim. So Rashi says, b'kora shiroim b'sho shaboylo. It's while he's swallowing the trume, and then he's chayiv misa, so then he's being mazik shiroin shel chaveiroi. So now Rashi asks, va'af al gav de misa lav mishum mamoina de nizik. The chayiv misa that he's mechuyiv is not because of the momen of the nizik osyalei. It means he's mechuyiv misa for achilas trume. He's mechuyev momen, because he was mazik yanim shiroyim. It's mifta. You don't have to have that the chiyev, misa and momen have to be from one source. He could be chayev misa for one reason and momen for a different reason. Usvira leila ravashi, and ravashi holds misa lazeh, v'tashlumim lazeh potah. That is a poiter of kimle b'darabnei, even though the chiyev misa is not for the chiyev tashlumim. Let us see Taisvus, the bottom Taisvus. Rabashi yom ha-bezor shol chatrume mishaloi v'kor ha-shiroim. Perish ha-kontres, the svirelei l'rabashi, the misa loze v'tashlumim loze potah. That is a pointer of Kim Lebedarabne, even though it's Mishse Lezeh V'Tashlumim Lezeh. Upolig Ad Derove, so we have to appreciate what Rashi is saying. That Rashi is saying, Usvirele L'Derav Ashi, and he's Cholik Am Rove. The Omar Bepeire Kamed is Sanhedrin. Ploini Bo Albas Ploini. The Rove says in Sanhedrin, if Edim say, Ploini Bo Albas Ploini. Vuhuzmu, and they were mazim them, neherogin, umishalmin momin, umishalmin, the neherogin, umishalmin, momin loze, unefoshes loze. So even though the edim zaimimim are chayiv, misa and momin, so Rav says, but there's no paita of kimle b'darab. Nei, momin lezeh and nefoshes lezeh. Now, let us first see again the Marsha's Gils, which is on the side. Perish, momin lo'ov sherotzu la'avsidei ksube. They wanted to be mafsid, the father of the ksube. Speaking about anaro, that ksuboso lavio, anaro muroso. that Tsubasa Lavio is Memele, so they wanted to be Mavsa the father of the Ksube, Unefoshis Laze, Shaimer Shabo Aleo. And they wanted to kill the Boil. So Ravi says in Sanhedrin, that they wanted to kill the Boil, and they wanted to be Mafsid, the father of the Meyaksubi, so Memele, so there's no Peter of Kimle Bidarab, nay, because it's Mummy Lozer on the Foshes Lozer. So that is what Rashi is coming to tell us here, but Ravashi is Chaylik and Rove. He holds Mummy Lozer and the Foshes Lozer is Potter. Now there's another Girse, the Pasha the Girse, not the way the Marsha is Geiris, and Memes and the Taisvis Arosh and the Taisvis Rashbe have Girses at Taisvis. Perish Mome Lebas, Sherotsu Lahapsid Lo Ksuboso. They wanted to be Mapsid Ho de Ksube. Unefoshes Lezer, Shoimer Shabole. So then, according to this Girsa, we're speaking about a Nesuin, not an Ara Morosa. We're speaking about a Nesuin. And, Unefoshes Lezer, Shoimer Shabole. Now, we had mentioned last week, there's a big ha'orev, according to this Girsa Vade, and according to the Marsha's Girsa, there's also this problem. It's momen, let's say, our Girsa. Momen lebats, sherotze lahavsi loksuboso, nefoshes lezeh shemer shebolev. Now, why isn't there Nefoshes Labas also? They're saying that she was Mizame. So why isn't it, why aren't you Potom for the Mome Labas? He's saying she was Mizame. I'll say Sisis. So Mamele, so it's Mome and Nefoshes Lecho. So, either it's speaking about that They weren't Masre the Bas. That seems how Rabbi Kevega learned Pshat. He has Rakashe from a Gemara in Sanhedrin, why she's not to say they weren't Masre the Bas, only Masre the Boil. So Mamela, so let's leave it like that. So we have, so they weren't Masre the Bas, so it's Momen the Bas, and the Foshes the Boil, and a Rava holds that Momin Lazer, Nefoshes Lazer, does not patter. Ravashi is Chayuk. Ve'einire. So Taisvis says, I wish to disagree. De'i choshev achilas trume ekriye shirayin Momin Lazer, Nefoshes Lazer. If this is considered Momin Lazer, Nefoshes Lazer, im kain tikshalei l'rove, so there's a machlaikis. But the din is, Mami Lazan of Hoshus Lazan, Ken Tikshalei Lerove, Hodis Nam Baminiach Esakat. We learned a Mishnah. Bohu Shehidlik Esagodish Bishabes Potter. A person was Madlik Agodish Bishabes, his Potter, Bibnei Shen Nidoin Benavshe. He's Chayev Misa of Chilo Shabes. He's Chayev Momen, because he was Madlik HaGodesh, he's a Mazik. So it says in the Mishnah that he's Potter. Potter, they should need him benafshe. Frektach, Taisis v'hainu Misa Lazer, Mishim Shabbos. The Chiyav Misa is not to the Nizik. The Chiyav Misa is because he was Mechala Shabbos. The Tashlumim Lazer, Mishim Godesh. So, what did Rove do with this Mishnah? Rashi is telling us that by Misa Bidei Shamayim, that Misa Lishamayim is also falls into the category of Momin Lozer V'Tashlumim Lozer. So what did Rove do with this Mishnah? Ela Al Kolcho Choshev Misa V'Tashlumim Le'echot. Hoyel v'loy mischayev misa bishvil odom elo lo shamayim. So you have to say that there's a difference if the Chiyev Misa is Bishvil Adam, that he's Chayev Misa Bishvil Adam, or he's Mechayev Misa L'Shamayim. And Chilul Shabbos is a Chiyev Misa L'Shamayim. Bochinami Achilas, and a Chiyev Misa L'Shamayim, everyone holds, you say, Kim Lebed Rabbim Nei. Bochinami Achilas Trume, Ukriya Shiroyin, Avi Misa Betashlumim Le'echot. So Taisvis seems to be saying that Achiev Misa L'Shamayim is not called Mamein Lozeh V'Tashlumim Lozeh. This is called Misa Lozeh V'Tashlumim Lozeh. That's called Misa V'Tashlumim Le'echot. Now, we have to understand exactly what the Svara of Taisvis is. Perhaps, I don't know if this is the emissary pshat, but there is a Rajban Bobekame, Davchov Beis Amid Beis, that says as follows. Umadlik Godish Bishabis, Kiven Dechayiv Mise Machmash Sha'ovar Va'osa Melocha Bishabis, Hareyu chayev nefashes l'shamayim. Shahakel shaloi. That everything is his. Vareyu kimechuyev nefashes umamayin l'chad. So dachsach mir der Rashba means to say that if the zachiyev misa l'shamayim, the mamayin also is called l'shamayim. The Zachiyev Misa Lo Odom. So then you could say, he wanted to kill the Boyle, he wanted to be Mafsid, the Niveles. So then it's called Momin Lozem Misa Lozem. But if it's Lo Shamayim, Shakel Sharoi, Vereke Mechuyev Nefoshes, Momin Lechat. And perhaps, this is Pshat in Apostik and Vayikra. Nefesh ki sechto umola mal bashem. Now that's speaking about Shvuas HaPikodon. So it's speaking about the Me'ila, the Gzeila is bashem umola mal bashem. It could be that the Gzeila, when we're speaking about Gzeila, that's also called a Me'ila bashem. The Ben Shulmant at the moment should be by the Bala moment, and you're taking it away. That's called the Mila Bashem. Could be that is Pshat and Tais. Al Kaponim, so Taisvis is Chaylik and Rashi. Taisvis is saying that if there's a Chiyav Misa L'Shamayim, that's called Lechat. V'ri Rotsa L'Yashev Perish HaKunteres. V'ri wants to be M'Yashev Rashi. Like this, it's a pella. The choshev hoche mise loze v'tashlumim loze. Here Rashi holds, it's mise loze v'tashlumim loze, lefi shehein beis meisim. Because there are two distinct meisim. Achilas trume, or kriya sheroi. It's eating trume, that's one meise, and kriya sheroi. So by two meisim, There is a chesorin of mommy lezeh or misa lezeh. Let's just skip over it. Avol madli godish akol bo maiseh echot. He says, if everything comes through one maiseh, then there's no chesorin of mommy lezeh or misa lezeh. If this maiseh is machayev misa mommy, then it doesn't matter. Why, if it's a Misa L'Shamayim, Al Kaponim, then the halacha is that if it comes like the Maisa Echod, there's a poiter of Kim Lebed Rabnei, but by two Maisim, then there's a Chesoron of Momen L'Zeh and Misa L'Zeh. V'chein, now let's go back to Taisvis. So, where do you have two Maisim by the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Rav is the one that says, Mami lezeh, misa lezeh es chaye, v'chein ploini bo al bitoi shel ploini. Now we're speaking about the Edim Zoymimim. Their chayev for their hagode. So there was one hagode. They said ploini bo bitoi shel ploini. Hein beis idyeis. So Taisa says, no, it's two different hagodes. Shahoyu yechoylim lohoid olov beloy habas. They could have been made on the boil without speaking about who the Niv'elis was. Balabas beloy olov. Now Taisa elaborates. They could have said, ploini bo al nara hamurosa. That's what they could have said. They wanted to kill the boil. They don't have to indulge who the Niv Ellis was. Plainly bol nara morosa. That's it. Finished. So Memela, so he's chayiv misa. Who the nara was, who she's married to, that's irrelevant. He's chayiv misa. I'm telling you, it was bol nara morosa. That's it. So Memela, so that's one agoda. They could have also have said, Ploinis Zinsa. They could have said that she was Mizane, without speaking about who the boil was. So the Rehitis Loshen of Toisvis says, is as follows. That means they are saying two different agodas. They're saying that she loses her ksube, Ploinis Zinsa. He's Chayev Mise. So it's two different agodas. They made the one big kugel out of it. Plainy bo al plainis. But al koponim, it could be that, but in Yesod, this is two distinct agodas. So it's two maisim. So by two maisim, then we say, momen lezeh, misa lezeh. That's what Rashi holds. Then that's amachloikis. Al koponim, ameroim, ravashi, and rov. Now, again, we have this problem of Ploinis Zinso, which the Rehitis Loshen HaTosfos would seem. It's coming to tell us that she loses the Ksube. So, Lechayre, why over here again, why don't you have, with Ploinis Zinso, you have both things over here, you have a Chiyav Misa and a Chiyav Moment. And they have said moment. They wanted to be mafsid a moment, so that's why they're mechuyev moment. So again, we'll say it's speaking about Taisus Shaloi Bahascho. That's perhaps what we could say. Rabbi Kevege asks Akasha, he says the Gemara in Sanhedrin says as follows. That, the Gemara says that if he said Ploini bo al nara murosa, so the din is Ischayiv shtai. Misa lezeh, a moment lezeh. Ploini bo al nara nesue. So it's Misa a moment lechad. And therefore, the potter. The potter to pay her for the hefset ksuba that they wanted to be mafset, huh? Because it's misa a moment lechad. It's in the suah the ksuba is to her, and arusa the ksuba is to him. So we see klo that there's a chiyav misa to her. Speaking about it was asro, because the Gemara differentiates between an arusa and a suah. About kaponim it would seem just like by an suah. There's a chiyav misa tahor, that's it's called misa momen lachat, so by Narusa, it's also speaking about that, they're speaking about hastis that, it's momen lavia. That's why what seems to be speaking about with hasro. So it's with Hasro, so then we have to understand exactly what Taisvus is saying. He could have said, Ploini Zinsa. I mean, if it's speaking about with Hasro, then we have a problem. Lulei the Mistafina, I would like to perhaps say something. There's a Yad Reman Sanhedrin. There's a Yad Reman Sanhedrin. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that if Edim Zaymimim say, Ploini bo al nara maraso, der chayiv misa in that moment. Which is very poshit, because they said Ploini bo al nara maraso, they didn't say who she was. So, fact the Yad Rama, so it's poshit, means, what is, there's such a member in the Gemara, the chayiv misa in that moment. Versteht sich they're not chayiv moment, because they weren't mafsed anyone. So the Yad Rama, it's speaking about as follows. It's speaking about that they said plain, when they came to Bezin, said plainly ball nara moros. Now Bezin started talking with them, and birvois advarim, it came out that who's this nara moros? So finally they spilled the bean. Plainly she's the nara moros. So the mice. They told Besdin that who the Nara Maros is. Afal Pi came, they're not chayiv to pay her that they wanted to be mafsed the ksuba because they had no intentions to be mafsed her the ksuba. I mean, the Einish Kasha Zomam is what they wanted to do. You see, when they came to say Edis, they just wanted to kill him. That's all, that's the intent. Besdin was talking to that. So it came out, they had to tell Besdin who she was also, but that wasn't their intent. They didn't want to be mafsat adiksube. So memele, so the only chayiv misa, the not chayiv mumen, even though it came out eventually that they were megala, who the nivellus was also. So we see from the Yad Rama that, I mean, the oinish of kasher zomam, you had to have intentions to make this hefsid. So Memela, if you didn't have intentions to make this hefsid, so there's no oinish avakasha zomam lasis laochit. Yad Rama asks another kasha there. Yad Rama asks a kasha, and Arusa doesn't have a ksuba, so what's this whole inyan over here? So one of the terutzim is that it's speaking about that he did write her a ksuba. The kim that's speaking about that he did write her a ksuba, so one to be mafsid had a ksuba. So perhaps, so now we have a merdik kasha. If normally an arusa doesn't have a ksuba, so who says they wanted to be mafsed of the ksuba? They said that they said that she was mizana. How are they supposed to know that a husband? They knew that the husband wrote a ksuba. They wanted to be mafsed of the ksuba. That they didn't know such things. So where bechlal is there a chiyuv moment? So, the Lashon HaGemara is very interesting in Sanhedrin. Pliny bo albas pliny. Now, why all of a sudden do you have to speak about her yichah, she's a bas pliny? So pshat is because they wanted to be mafsid the father of the ksuba. That's pshat, that's a bas pliny. That he's not going to get the ksuba or he... That's why they mentioned Bas Pliny, that the Anara Moros of the Ksuba goes to him. Now Pliny Bo Bas Pliny, he doesn't get a Ksuba also. That was the Misal Zem, Amal Zem. Anyway, so Bas Pliny is, we see from, if they mention Bas Pliny, so they, we see they had intentions to be mastered the father of the Ksuba. And so Mamela, so, then there's Mamela Zem. His mom and Lizette. It was the Einish of Kasha Zoma. So, what will be if they will say, Pliny bo al bas Pliny? And we're talking about, we're Masraha. So, by Emerson, we are saying two things. We are saying, Pliny bo al Plinis, she's Chayiv Misa. And we're saying she's bas ploini, that the father loses the ksuba. L'chayre, by saying bas ploini, we want to be madgish to have the ksuba. So the lashon of Tosfos is very interesting. Tosfos says it's two agodas. He could have said, Tosfos says as follows. V'chein ploini bo abite shal ploini, ploini bo abite shal ploini, which is the Gemara, heim beis idyis, sheyecheilem lohoid olov b'loi habas, v'al habas b'loi olov. Ploini bo al naro hamuroso, that's olov b'loi habas, ploinis zinso. So all of a sudden, Tosfos jumps to ploinis zinso. So Dachshmet Tosfos is saying that when you say bas ploini, you are saying two things. You're saying she's chayev misa and the father lost the ksuba. So that alone is also two agodas. When you say, when you put it, you're saying bas ploini, that's two agodas. You're saying ploinis is chayev misa and the father doesn't get the ksuba. That's why it could be Tosfos mishana the loshna gemore. They could have said, Ploinis inse. So Luli de Mistafine, I would say, Shahoyu Yecholim Lohoid Olov Beloy Habas on the boil, Balabas Beloy Olov, Tosfos means the Olov could be going on the father also. Balabas Beloy Olov, Ploini, and then Ploinis Zinsa. So could be Ploinis Inse, you don't have to mention the father. So that means, well, even though Kevegi is a problem, that if it's speaking about that we're masrahar, so Mamela, so why is it, so Tosfos says, but by one Maiser, Rashi is also Moidi Sekim Leib the Rabbim Nei. So Tosfos is saying, no, it's two agodas, two agodas. So by plainness in, so where do you have two agodas over here? So could be that chapter, ploini zinso. In fact, they could have said ploini zinso, and they say bas ploini zinso. So that is two agodas. They're saying that she's chayiv misa, and the father loses the ksuba. So mamel could be that's why v'loy olav could be is also koilo the father. So mamela when they say ploini bas ploini zinso, they are saying taka two agodas. She's chayiv misa, and the father lost, and they're saying there was a ksuba, and the father lost the ksuba. Al kopon. Anyway, let us get back to Tosfos. So Tosfos is telling us that Rashi, the yesod of Rashi, that there's a problem of misal zamom lezeh dafka by two maisim, but by one maisim there's no problem, and that's pshat in hamadlik godish b'shabes. Venir l'rashbe, the Omar Rav Yosef be'kama de Sanhedrin. Hevi habal edim shezinso. The Baal brought edim that his wife was mezane. Vehevi, so she's chayv misa. Vehevi ha'ov edim vehizimum le'edi habal. Nay, they were mazim the edi habal. Edi habal nerogim. Now, they're chayv misa. They wanted to kill his wife, ve'ein mishalmen moment, and there's no ve'ein mishalmen moment. The chayiv misa, they wanted to kill her. They wanted to kill him. Ve'ein mishalmen moment. Choza ve'hevi habal edim. Now, the Baal brought edim. Vehizimum le'edei ha'av. Now they were mazim the edei ha'av. Is edei ha'av neherogin umishalmin momin. Momin lozeh, that means the edei ha'av were mazim the edei habal. So they chayiv misa and momin. Momen loze, perish lebal sherotzu lafsidei ksube. They were mazim the edei habal. The edei habal said that she was mezane. No, if she's mezane, there's no chiyuv ksubeta. They were mazim So memele, the chayev moment to the Baal, the one to be mafsa the maksubit, on the foshes laidim, and the chayev the foshes laidim. Vahosom alazoma achas bolehem akel. So Taisva says that is this yesod that the whole halacha of momen lazeh mislazeh davke by two meisim is upgefragt from this gemara. As this gemara says, the eide ha'av, when you're mazim the eide ha'av, the chayiv momen to the baal, because they wanted to be mafsed him the ksube. They wanted to say that loizin so, some emela so she's chayiv, he's chayiv to her ksube. And they wanted to kill the eidei baal. So it's momen lazeh and misa lazeh. Now this is with one maisa. They were mazim the eidei baal. They said imonu ayisim. That's it. And with this, there's also a din of mummy lazer or misa lazer. So it's not like the rish dictator. V'nira l'rabbeinu tam. So now the Rabbeinu tam wants to say a whole new mahalach. The rove davke gabi eidim zoymimim islay the mummy lazer or nefoshes lazer chai. Now Rashi admeid amachleikis ameroim. What's the din by Momi Lozeh or Misa Lozeh? Rove says, Momi Lozeh, Misa Lozeh is Chayiv. That was the case, Ploini Bo, Albitei Shal Ploini, so it's a Momi, Misa Lozeh to the Boil, and Momi Lozeh to the Yav. And Ravashi holds Momi Lozeh, Misa Lozeh is Potel. There's a point of Kibla B'Rabne. V'nir L'bein Etam, that there's no machlekes, there's no such machlekes. Davke gabi eid in the din of kimle b'darab minei, there's no chilek between miselazer, momelazer. It's always a poeta. No, davke gabi eidim zoymimim islei, the momin lozer unefoshes lozer chayev. Mishum de beine shetiskayim hazome klapi kol echot. That means the aloche of asisem loika shezomem lases loochiv overrides the aloche of kimle b'darabimnei. That means like this. He says, the pasuk says, if it was whatever was, if this two people, he was a zomam to Shimon, to one he was momen, to one he was miset. Let's say in the case of this Gemara, the Eidei Ha'ov wanted to be Mechayev the Baal Ksube and the Eidei Ha'Baal Mise. So there's a din, Basisam Loikash Zomel, so they wanted to do Zoman to two different people. So the din Kasher Zomam is Mechayev that they should get what they were Zomam Lasis Lozeh, and that they were Zomam Lasis Lozeh. That's a besondere din in the oynish of kasher zoma, that it has to be niskayim, even though it will come out that these eidim will be chayiv misen moment. But the oynish of kasher zoma has to be niskayim, and it overrides the klolim of kimle b'darabne. Umiyu momoin unefoshes bechad gavre. But what, by Eidim Zoymimim, if there's Momen Unefoshes Bechad Gavre, Potter. For example, let's speak about the case that they said, Anesue, they said that she was Mezane. So they want to be Mechayiv her Mise. They want to be Mafsed her Diksube. So there will be a din of Kimle B'Darabmane. Given the miskayim boy k'tzas hazom, since akpon mizakim vasisim loy, then already we can use the klal of kimlei b'darab menei, because there was a psakim of vasisam loy. Masha'ein kain, if it's the two different people, so then you need al kapona makim of kashazom on each person. Avol ba'alme moide rove the moment lazen the foshus lazepot. But in all other cases where it does not involve Edem Zayimimim, so then there's no difference in Mama Lazeh, Misa Lazeh, that's Kim Lebed Rabbanei. So Taisus brings a raya from a Mishnah. Dogdi Samoch Loi, Ve'eved Kofos Loi. And speaking about a Madlik as a Godish, and there was a Eved Kofosloi. There was an Eved that was tied to the Godish. He couldn't run away. Either was Matzis Begufish Shel Eved, or we hold Isha Mishim Chitzo Bekitzem. This Hadloke was a Maiser Ritzich and the Eved. There was a Gdi Samochloi. The Gdi wasn't tied, and Al Kapana, but the Gdi got burned from because of the sreife that this madlik had made. So it says, he's potter on the gdi, mukmine beper keitze de regel, begdi de chad, ve'avda de chad. So, now what do we do with this Mishnah? I said, there's a chiev mise to the eved, there's a chiev moment to someone else, not to the bala eved. So the Chiyav Misa is to the Baal Eved, and the Chiyav Al Kaponim for the Ritzichas Eved, and the Chiyav Momen is to another Baalim. Af Al Pikein, the Gemara says, Yisekim Leib the Rab Menei. So what did Rove do with this Mishnah? Va'oid, the Rove Gufe Islay Beperik Ben Soira Moire, the Roidev Sheshiba Kalem, Roidev, person is Roidev to kill someone, and he broke Kalem, Ben Shal Nirdov, Ben Shal Kol Odom, Potter. Now he broke Kalem of someone else also, so he's Chayev Misa because he wants to kill the Nirdov. So he's chayiv misim. He's chayiv momin because he broke someone's kalim. So Rove Bekvayde Ba'atzmei says, Kim Leibed Rabbanei. Hi, this is Misa and Misa Lazer and Momin Lazer. Rove says, you say Kim Leibed Rabbanei. Avo Gavdavi Misa Lenirdov V'tashlumim Lebalakei. So the Rabbi Netam said, so we see, so how does Rove L'shitosa ishtem? So Kochoch, the whole Choymer that Rove said, Misa L'zeh, Umami L'zeh, is Chayiv, is Davke, Bezundra Lochen Kasher Zomam, that if he's, that he has to be in the sky, Kasher Zomam L'chol Echad V'echad. But all over this Bechlal, no problem of Misa L'zeh, Umami L'zeh. So Taisu says, this raya, umi uhosam gabi roidev, is rabbi goras, kinemuch bagoiz albasre, it's not rove, it's rabbi. Bekame de Sanhedrin, there, it says, plainly, bo, albite shall plainness, which is misal as a mamalaze, have a rove, so it's no, that's a maichoche, is not muchach, this is rove, and this is rabbi. Vaidai ma Rabbeinu Tam. Now Rabbeinu Tam still goes lefishi tosai. Dal kochoch lekula alme misa leze betashlumim leze potter. He says, now everyone knows misa leteshlumim leze potter. Da kimle bida rabbi b'nei de potter, Rabbeinu Tam says, amirad vikishtik teire. He says, how do we know there's a ptur of kimle bida rabbi b'nei? Nav kilon, miloyiya osain, onesh yonesh. That means you have two people fighting, and they hit an Isha Horo, and she was mapled of lovers. So if she doesn't die, Vayia Osein, Onish, Yi Onish. Vahosem have an Emiye Osein, Loye Onish. Vahosem have Mise Li Isha, Fitashlumim Lebal. So Amurdi Kikashi says, the whole Mekir of Kimle Bidarabmene, what it says in the Torah, is Mise Lazer, Fitashlumim Lazer, that the Mevlodis belong to the Baal. And the Mises to the Isha. So Al Kochach, that the whole Rav is only speaking about Eidim Zaymimi. For Eimeri, the Eimer Raya. The Hosam Kivin Shablodis, Hein Begufe Isha, Choshev Mise Vitashlumim Leechot. This considered Mise Vitashlumim Leechot. Since the vlodis are begufa isha. You have to understand what Taisvis is saying. What's this lomdis of, since given the vlodis ain't begufa isha. I saw in Sukkot David, he wants to say tup shot him. The second shot he wants to say as follows. Kivin shavlodes hein begufa isha. The vlodes are begufa isha. So be'emison, the chiyuv tashlumim, be'emison shtelzach avek to the isha. That means he kills her, that's misalozeh. And he kills the vlodis, which are begufa isha, and Mises HaVlodis is a mechayiv momen. So that's also to the isha, the vlodis are begufa isha, so whatever is done to this goof is chal chiyuvim to this goof. That what we pay the may vlodis to the baal, that's minodi dokozochi. That means the chiyuv tashlumim lechatchila shtalzach havek. I mean, he killed her and he killed the vlodis, which means that creates a chiyuv tashlumim. So it's a mise in moment to one, to her. Oh, ayla maise, you pay the bow. That's minodi doka zochi. Emerson, before I saw this in Sukkot David, I also wanted to say this, but I got cold feet. Because the Gemara says in Baba Kame that he doesn't have to be a husband. I feel he's a boil. The Baal HaIsha, when the Baal HaIsha means, why it's called Baal HaIsha? So the Gemara says, I feel he was a Baal HaPnuya. He's also called a Baal HaIsha. Perhaps we could say, but I really don't know if this is Yesh Dvorim Begav, Taisus and Baba Kama brings down what is the din if a person is Bo'al Al-Imai, they have Lodis, and then someone is Mapel the Lodis, you don't pay him, because need the Roy Liyes Baal. So could be, we had once mentioned in Yevomis that in every znus there is some type of a sheira, some type of ishus ischal with every znus, with a pony or ball apnuya. So could be he gets a din baal, legabi the dmei vloda is through the bil alone, even though there's no beferish ishus. And that's Pshat and Yerushalmi, because we have to understand the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, he has to be Roy Liyes Baal, an Elvet, a Kedushin is in Taifis. So he doesn't get to the Dmei Vlodis. Like this, it's a Paraduma, like this, it could be Pshat is, that if is Roy to get Ishus in her, so could be, he gets some sort of an Ishus, Bishas Be'ila. Some Emele, So So, and so, that ishus, what he gets, he's eichem minodido. Hashem can buy an erve, he can't get ishus. So, my male is not zeichetake. Akbonim, that's one, he doesn't speak about this in Sukkot Dovah, but that's the second mahalach he wants to say. Then he wants to say the first mahalach is gar an interessant mahalach. He wants to say that, the emison, let us say for 1 minute, ube yerachimai, and which it's second us, but let us just say if we hold ube yerachimai. So the emison, when he's killing the isha, so every, I mean, he gets a din reitzeach on killing the whole isha. So there's a chiyuv ritziche, there's a chiyuv mise because he's killing the vlodis. Not als their chiyus, als ube yerech imoy. That means if they are a part of her, so he's killing her, so this is a part of her, so there's a chiyuv mise for killing her. This is a yerech imoy, so he's killing, he's taking the chiyus from this yerech. So that's like, so this, he wants to say there's a chiyuv mise for the mises havlodes, and then there's a chiyuv domim for that also. Akapodim, it's not too pasha to understand what the Ri is saying, but the Ri says that since the vlodis are begufa isha, so memele, so this is called misa umomin lachat. Teida, the beperik ben seira moire, boi lechayev kshein osain beisha, so Taisva says, I'll prove this to you. Boy lechayiv, what did the Rabbeinu Tam say? The Rabbeinu Tam said that Rabbeinu Tam had such oiskelacht from this whole yesod of mislazeh and momilazeh. The whole thing, the whole rov was only said by idim zaymimim. So there's a din you need a kiyum of kasha zamalach alechot ve'echot. But like this, it's always, no, that's kimle b'rabne, mislazeh, momilazeh, that's kimle b'rabne. So, Toisvus asks on the Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara wanted to say, boy lechayiv kshein osin be'ishe. If the isha does not get killed, so you chayiv the meblodes. Af al gav de nitein lahatziloi b'nafshoi. That means this person, he not so anoshim. Now, these two people that were fighting, they weren't samazai fist fighting. One wanted to kill the other. The bematzais shebemise akos of medav. But speaking about one wanted to kill the other. So this person, when he was in the midst of wanting to hit Reyehu, he had a din roidev. He wanted to kill that person. And in the meantime, he went and then hit the Isha Hora, and Yotzo Yolodeo. So Lechoyre, the Gemara says, so he's chayiv misa als roidev. He wants to kill that the other person, the one he's fighting with. If the woman doesn't die, so the din is that the Gemara says he's chayiv, the mevlodis. Now how do we understand this? So the Gemara seems to say, because it's misa lazeh, umami lazeh, is chayiv misa because of the nirdaf, and is chayiv umami because of the vlodis. So you see, klor, there's such a poiter of misa, there's such a mechayiv of misa lazeh, umami lazeh, not like the Rabbeinu Tam. Teida, the peg ben seira meira boi lechayiv, kshein osein beisha, af agav deniten la atziloi benafshir, is a chiyiv misa, an der Macke, der Bematze ist ja bei Misa Akosso mit Arbeit, speaking about his Aroidev, שום דבר במיסה לא זה שרוצה לא הרגוי, ותשלום הם לבל. ואפילו הוכי, so the Gemara to say, כלו, that מיסה לא זה, and מומה לא זה, is חי, ולא הכי שיש אוסיין, but if he kills a pot, ואין אם שום דחו שמיס ותשמולכת, ושאין בגוף איש שכדף רישוס. So הכוכר, you have to say, the רישתק תוירה. That the blood is, and the Misa Seisha, that's called Misa Betashlum Umlech. The Riva Aimer, the Bechol Mokim Misa Loze Betashlumim Loze Chai. He goes the other way around. Misa Loze Betashlum Loze Chai. Nay, the Eved Kosafloi, the Kofasloi, the Raidit. This is a Buddha Rayim, Raidiv Shashiba Kalim, is Potter. And the same thing, by Eved Dechad, Vigdid Dechad, is Potter. Ay, it's Misalazer, Momilazer. So this was the answer. The answer is Shani Denitin Lahatzil Lcholodo. That means it's mutal on everyone to kill this raidev. V'chayev misa l'chol ha'olam. So that's why af l'bal ha'eved or l'bal ha'kelem. So there's a chayev misa to the bal ha'kelem also. So memela, so that's why if he broke his kelem, he's potter because it's misa v'tashlumim l'cha. The Gemara Rahava Minim, that you should be Mechayiv Shnayim, and Lechayre, so we don't say this for it. If you are Maskona, the Koma Ero Loishna Chosa by Meyosis for it, because it's called Misha Betashlum Lecha, because since it's a chiyuv al kol ha'olam lahorgoi, lahatzel es hanirder, it is called Misha Betashlumim Lecha. Look to Gemara weiter. Gufe. Omar Rav Chizde, Moide Rav Nechunye ben Akone. This memory we had of Rav Chizde and Rav Lamed Amed Beis. Begoynev chelboi shol chaveiroi v'yochloi. Shulchayev. Shekvar nischayev b'gneive koidem sheyovel idei yisachelo. That the chiyev gneive was with the hagbo, mit the agbei konye. And the chiyev chorus is pshas bliye. Frekte gemore leime plige de rabbi ovi. Lochere rav chizde is chole kan rabon. He says rav chizde said that we split the chiyuvim. The chiyev momen is chal as soon as he picks up the chaylet. The chiyuv misa is chal b'shas bliyas ha'chelev, so memela there's no link to the rabbinay. The chiyuv moment is chal before the chiyuv chorus. Like the gemara l'chay rav chizda is chaylek ha'rabovin, the omer rabiyon, azeirek heitz mitchilas arba l'seif arba, v'kora shirayim balichosay, potter, sh'akire tzeirech hanochi. Because, now here we have a person in Shabbos made an Akira. He was speaking about, he was Maver Dalad Amis Pashus Aram. He was a Zaire Kreitz. Made an Akira. He's not Chayiv Misa yet. Then he was Mazik, Kora Shiroin. Then he made the Hanoche. So, L'chayre, we would say, the chiyuv misa l'maisa comes with the hanoche, the chiyuv momen came before. that's the same logic that Rav Chisda said, that the Chi of Momen came with the Hamidag Beikonye, and the Chi of Misa comes later. But Rabbi Oven said, there's a new Svore, Sha'akire Tzorech Hanochi, that everything, if this is a Tzorech for the Hanoche, this is a Hachone for the Hanoche, the Hanoche is Mechayev Misa. The Chi Misa comes with Hanoche, but the Tzorech Hanoche also Pathos Tashlumin. There's a din poiter of tashlumim of the tzorech hanoche, even though the chi of hanoche didn't come to poil. It's a chinami hagbo tzorech achila. So the hagbo is also a tzorech achila. When he picked it up, he had to pick it up to eat it. So memele, so just like Rab Ovin said, Hazayri kreitz mitchilas arba l'soif arba. So the halacha is that he's potter on the shiroim, even though the kriya shiroim came before the anoche, since it came after the akire, some emele. So the from the akire and further, since all this is a tzorech anoche, it patters the chiyuv tashlumim. So here also the hagbo is a tzorech achila. So memele in the achila there's a chi of kores. So every pula that is done to be machshir the achila, to bring about the achila, has a din of achila that can pata. So the Gemara answers, Ochi hashta, hosom yevsher la anoche belo yakire. There take, not, it's called a tzorech, akire tzorech anoche, because you can't have anoche without an akire. Hoche efshe l'achile, b'loy agvo. Here, the hagbo is a tzorech achile. Who says you have to lift it up and bring it to your mouth? The boy gochin bochel, if he wants, he could bend down and eat it. So the hagbo is not machshir the achile. Not the achile comes al yedei agbo. So it's not called Akire Tzorech Hanoche. So even though by Akire it's called Tzorech Hanoche, but here it's not called, the Agbo is not called Tzorech Achila. Inami. Well, the Gemara says we can say a different teretz. Osam iboi ladure loimotzi mahadalo. By Zorech Chayitz, it's upketon, with the Zrike, whatever will happen later is already cannot be changed. So we considered that Bishas Rika, everything was accomplished already. We'll see in Rashi. So we are, whatever occurs later, we consider Ki Ilu, it was Chal already Bishas Rika, because later he can't do anything. So the Chiv is on the Shas Rika, and he's Achoy, whatever will happen from this Rika. So but over here, he picked it up. So afilu, you would say that hagbot zayrech achila, but it's that is not the reason of Rabovin. Rabovin says if it's leimotzi lahadure, so memele, so then already we considered that all the later chiyuvim were chal now. Masha ein kein bif motzi ba dure, so then the chiyuvim are chal b'shaito. Ochi motzi mahadalei. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi shakire tzech anochi hilkach. Af al gav de chiyuv momen mikamei hanoche os yelei. Even though the Chi of Momen came before the Hanoch, the Chi of Misa comes with the Hanoch. And the Chi of Momen comes before the Hanoch, is Potter. Hoyel ubein Akire v'Hanoch Oshilei, since it came between the Akire and the Hanoch, is Misa v'tashlumim boim ke'echo. So it's called boim ke'echo. Sha'akire tzorech hanochehi, that means the akire is from the tzorech hanochehi, you need the akire in order to make the hanochehi. ומהי שייטה אסחלו לא מלוכה. So that means the גרמי החיוב. The מלוכה already started with הקירה. It means this is the haskholas hamelach already. Since we need the akire in order to accomplish hanoche, so it says, so we started already, we're in the midst of doing the meloche. And the germei achiyuv is also a poita. So we started the malacha with the akira. So memela and germe achiyuv is also a poita. He's in the midst of the germe achiyuv. Masha ain came by gonav chaylev the ochloi. So if you would say that in order to be able to eat it, he has to lift it up, so then I would also say to say lumdis. That agbot soirech achila, so then I would say, so the achila started already. The achila process started, because he can't eat. He can't eat without lifting it up. So mamel, then you're right. So the germe achiyev started already. But it's not true. You don't need, this is not me germe, this is not ascholas achila. The boy gochin lemata megimol tfachim v'och. He doesn't have to pick it up. He could bend down lemata megimol tfachim v'och. Obotza megimol lav agbohi. Now Rashi had a problem. Rashi had, so he'll bend down. But by putting it into his mouth, he's also magbia. So Mamela, by putting it in the mouth, this is also Agba Savaita, and this is Atzaira Chachila. That means you need this. It has to enter his mouth in order to be able to eat. And entering his mouth, that's the Agba. So Rashi says, no, you don't have to make Agba. Agba starts Lamaila Megimel, Toich Gimel is Lovut. So Mamela, So therefore, it's not called Agbo Tzorech Achila, because he could make an Achila without Agbo. Then the Gemara said another Chilek, Lo Imotzi Laduri, Mishe Zorek Es Achetz. As soon as he Zorek the Chetz, he can't take it back. Ilkach, Mishas Akire, Soifoi Likroya Loi Shiroim. So you have the Kriya Sheroyin Bishas the Akira. I'd like the Lashon of Rashi, it would seem over here, since it's Leimotzi Lahaduri, so Pshat is, I'd like to say over a Lashon of the Muki Yosef, a very famous Muki Yosef of Baba Kama. The Muki Yosef of Baba Kama says, Zaira Chetz, a person throws a Chetz, B'shoh sheyotza hacheitz mitachas yodoi, the minute the cheitz leaves his hand, ba'oise shoh nasa hakel. So we say, whatever will occur later, we consider ke'ilu it occurred now. B'l'choy chashvin alei ma'ise de mikano la'ba. We don't say that. Now he threw. What happened later? Now we throw later. This happened. What happened later? It's not my fault. I can't help it. I threw the chetz, and now it's over there. Now it killed somebody. I would love that it should come back, but I'm an onus. So pshat is you're not mechuyev for later. You're mechuyev. You're achoy b'shas zrike for well, now you're achoy for whatever will happen later. Zokt in the Mokhi Yosef, amoyre de kezach, v'ahochi nami ilu meis kaidem. What happens if a person shoots shiroi? That means there's a beged, and he shoots, the beged is 10 feet away. And he shoots an arrow, and this arrow is going to tear the shiroim. Now the arrow is going to tear the shiroim, let's say, in 2 seconds.
In 2 seconds, he's going to tear the shiroim. He dies after a second. So that means that the Zoyrek Chayitz died before the Hezek occurred. Zogtenemuki Yosef, Vadei Mishtalim Nizek, Meachayis Nechosim Didei. Zogtenemuki Yosef, he's Mechuyim already. Amordekenemuki Yosef. Muki Yosef says, by a Zoyrek Chayitz, that whatever will occur from his Zrike, we consider Ke'ilu what happened now. He's achroi for whatever will occur, it's like he's achroi now, because this is the pool that's going to make it occur. So he's achroi for this now, even though it happens later. So Memele, this is what Rashi is saying over here. Rashi says in the second Peretz that the whole Osid, the Akira Shiroim, happened now. Tanoch also happened now. Everything happened now. So Rashi was Magdim. Look what Rashi says. Rashi says, Loimotzi lahaduri mishezorak esacheitz. The minute he threw the chaitz, he can't return the chaitz. Hilkach, mishas akire. So you have the kriya shiroyin now. That means not it happens later. Then it happens now. Mishas akira soifer likroy shiroyin. And lochayre Rashi means a mishas akira yevdanocha also. That means the whole osid is now. The whole osid is now with this zrike. So memela, so everything is happening bebasachas. That's the lotion of the flaw is, this Rashi, the flaw says, Laman de Yoma, Yev Shaladuri, Chiev, Mise, Vetashlumim, Alazrike Miyoda. There's a chiyev misa v'tishlume, and there's rikid. That already is, so everything is here now. That's the lomdus, not because so we have two mahalchim to understand Ravovin. The first mahalch is not everything happened now. The chiyev misa is going to happen later. But whatever is contributing to the chiyev misa is mi geir me'achiyev, and geir me'achiyev also poitah. Fantashlum, you don't need the chiyuv. Germe chiyuv, whatever is a tzayrich for the chiyuv, is also bekayach lifter. Is also bekayach lifter. Agavulche, there's a moiridike semeach. The semeach wants to say, it's a moiridike chiddish, that germe chiyuv are a poiter. I mean, he's not mechuyev. But we see Chayve Misa Shoigigim are also Potter. It's also Potter from Tashlum. You don't need Mamish Achiev. Chayve Misa, even though he was a Shoigig, he's also Potter from Tashlum. You don't need Achiev Mamish to Potter. So if you don't need Achiev Mamish to Potter, so Kibim Machadish, Gurme Achiev are also a Potter. That's what Esameach wants to say. Zagavuche, we misheim with this, so the Gedulei Shmuel asks, Amoyre de Kekashe. The Gedulei Shmuel asks, we had learned that Shitas Rashi is, that according to Rav Nechunya ben Akona, we had a machlokes Rashi in Tosfos, according to Rav Nechunya ben Akona, if there's a poter of Chayv Misa Shoigigim. If there is a poter of Chayv Misa Shoigigim by Rav Nechunya ben Akona. Rashi Shita is the whole din of Chayvim Mises Shoigim is only by Mrs. Bezen. But by Nechunya ben Akone, there's no din of Chayvim Mises Shoigim. So, frek the Gedulei Shmuel on the Yosemeir, so he says, I bezei zeh shver the Gemara. Our Gemara asks, how could Rav Chisda say that Hagoynev Chelboi Shel Chaveiroi is Chayiv because the Chiyav Momen came before the Chiyav Misa, but the Hagbah is, the Hagbah Tzairach Achila, just like Akira Tzairach Hanoch, and you say Germe Achiyav is also Pata. fragt der Gedule Shmuel, when do you say Goyme Achiyah wa Apoita? That's Dafke. If Chayvi Misha Shoygigim is also Apoita, so then you can say Goyme Achiyah wa also Apoita. That's what Tosfos Meir says, that this whole lomdus of Ravovin is that you don't need the Chiyav Mamish to Pater. Goyim Achiyav can also be Poitrim because, you see, they don't need Chiyav Mamish. Chayvi Misha Shoygim is also a Poitrim. So what's the kasha from Rav Chisda? Rav Chisda is going according to Rav Nechunya ben Akone. According to Rav Nechunya ben Akone, they dafki need the chorus b'poil shet pater. But Chayvi Krisa Shoygigim, according to Rashi, won't pater. So who adin? So who adin? The Gormei Achiv also shouldn't pater.